What I got was interesting. Maybe some of you had it too, that during the guided voyage, I had moments I was not here, I was just gone. Anybody had it too? Where you just didn't hear anything, you were just gone for a moment, and then the voice comes back and then you follow. But for some strange reasons, you hear what you need to hear in that moment. The second thing is that even if you're not here, parts of you are still following. So it is not like you're losing out everything, but parts of you is going there. So I went and I came back to the conclusion when you were bring us back.
Most important part.
Right. And my obstacle was that what came up, I didn't think about it before today, was I have now these crazy ideas. What can I do with this new me? I have no idea. I feel like a baby that's growing up. I'm 50 days old. I'm still very tender, vulnerable, and I do not know what's possible. What is possible when you are nourished by the light? I have no idea. What can I do with this? What I do know, I have to find out. And I need to show the world what's possible and inspire people not only to live to the light, but mainly to start absorbing more light in their lives. I see that as a new kind of a mission, and also to teach that to children, because absorbing light is about connecting to that infinite field of possibilities. And I start getting these flashes of what probably I'm going to do, crazy things. And immediately fear came up. Like, for example, when I met Joy, I had enormous back pain. And we went to do a MRI scan, and my disc between my vertebrae in the lower back were all, you know, like dried up and small, and the nerves were being pinched by the vertebrae. And the doctor said, you have two options. You can do surgery now, or you can do surgery when the pain is unbearable. Okay, and I choose not to do option one, not to do option two, and to start searching for new ways to do it. So one of the fears that came back, what if I go so crazy that my back is going to go back? Because it was a temporary thing, so I wanted to work on this fear that my body may not be able to follow the crazy stuff I'm going to do with it. That was my biggest fear. And when I came back from being nowhere, the answer was there for me, and it says, where you give your attention is where the energy goes. And I know this stuff. It's not new, but it was like new, that if I give my attention to the fear, if I'm afraid to do something that will damage my body, guess what I'm going to create? Exactly that. Does it make sense? But if my attention goes that whatever happens, that I will be so connected to my body that actually my body will go stronger, it's a different message. Does it make sense? And that's why I want to share this with you, because fear brings your attention to what you don't want. Fear is the most powerful creator that we have on a subconscious level. If we want to become the creator of our life, we need to embrace the fear and ask ourselves, okay, I know I'm afraid of this, but what is that I want? So the fear is opening a door for us to focus on what we really want. Does it make sense? So, for example, for you, you know, you may have fear. You say, I want to be courageous, but wanting to be courageous is not good enough. What is it that you want to do with your life? Do you understand the difference? You want courage is one thing, but behind the courage is another bigger mission. And what you want with your life is my suggestion, is just my idea. You've given so much, and I want you to step out of the illusion that this was an accident, that by accident you had this son who is dependent on you. This is the illusion. It's not true. The reality is that both of you have chosen to have an experience together. This is it, right? In that experience now, you are waking up. You're waking up because you're noticing, well, there's no space for myself anymore. And after giving so much, your source in yourself is drying up. It's like you have this big water bottle and you poured almost all of this water bottle into doing what you thought you have to be doing. And it's now time to fill back that water bottle with new energy. And it's not so much about doing, it's about learning how to fill up your energy again. It is not about loving yourself, it is about connecting to love again. It's about what is it now that I've given so much, what do I want? How do I want to feel? And I think that we all want to experience love. We want to not need it from outside, but to experience first in ourselves. And that's the search that a lot of us need to still start. How is it to feel that everything I'm looking for outside is really inside? And through what we're going to be teaching you, we will be able to connect you and every one of you again to that source to fill up our bottles. Because when I look at this room, I see so many people who are givers. You have been giving, 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 but you've not been able to reconnect, to refresh, to really fill your bottle again with that energy that gives you the power to give. Do you understand? So it is not about meditation. It is not about, oh, I'm going to take a vacation for myself. It's not about I need to read the next book. It's not about I need to learn more techniques. The question is, how can I fill up myself with so much love that I spill over with love again? Do you understand? We need to fill it until there's so much. Now we're going to share again. That was the message that I got for myself. Where do you want to put your attention? Do you want to put attention on what you don't want, what you're afraid of? Or are you going to shift your attention to the life you want to create? And if you do that, each time you encounter the fear, you can tap your points or you can shift your focus. And what I'm suggesting to you, shift your focus to that what you really want to create in your life. And then you are back into the creation power on a conscious level. That was the message I got today. You. Happy to share.
Thank you. Well, you see, I think as with everything, it's this beautiful balance between knowing where we want to go, having a really clear picture of what is that life that I actually want to live and how would it feel to live that, right? But on the other hand, we have this fear, and what I just want to share what I always do when I'm confronted with a challenge like that. I really face the fear, and I feel sometimes we miss that a bit, maybe. So we don't even really look at it. We feel it, but we kind of don't go there. So when I have a challenge like that, I go full blow into the worst fear. I will confront myself with that. And I said, okay, Joy, what are you really scared of? What is the worst thing that could happen right now? And then I will paint that picture for myself in all realism. I'm a very realistic person in there, right? I will literally go down to which legal agreements will I have to get into place? What am I going to do there? So what did I do? Part of me was, of course, afraid that my husband would die in this experiment, right? So I went to my worst case and I said, okay, what if? What would I do? And I played it through and I said, okay, if that happened, I would do this, I would do that. It's not fun, it's nothing I desire, but could I handle it? Would I survive it? Yes. And once that is done, I can focus on, okay, so I've dealt with that. Now let's deal with how I want it to happen. So how could I be the best support? How could I be most in my power to be able to be that backup for him, to be able to watch over him, to be able to create that atmosphere where it is possible that he can do that? And that's a way more fun thing to then start thinking about, right? So that's why we showed you what would happen if you don't do anything about it, and we're talking about those fears, and we're really saying, look at them, because you need to be that clear about what you're creating if you don't do anything. And then go into, okay, done that, now where am I going? What would be possible?